Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. I trust in This is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. I'm your host, Waiting on the Lord. Why? Why should I wait on the Lord? Call someone, tell someone that they can live through it, they can pray through it. Amen. John Fortin, amen, his album, Live Through It. Amen. We want to encourage you, encourage those that are listening. Amen. Call someone right now for the next 10 or 20 seconds. Can you even call someone? Let them know they can make it.
You will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling. The next day you're fighting to hold back your tears. To hide how you so tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagine, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just wait through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end.
Father, we thank you right now, O God, for your mercy, your kindness. And Lord, we thank you for your all power in your hand, that you're looking upon us and defend us and look over us. And Lord, as you look on these call us, you say in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And Lord, we ask you to touch right now, oh God, the callers and those that are going through situations. Lord, we ask you to let your spirit, encouragement, oh God, be upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, amen, because Lord, you spoke one day and said, let there be light, and there was light. And oh God, we know you're able, amen, because you're still able. The sun is still shining, amen, day after day, night after night, the earth is still turning, and God, we thank you for it. As you look upon our callers now, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen.
Love, 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 forever. walk on through temptation. Cause love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. Whoa. I know the truth in his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts and let's be thankful.
Psalms 24 said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and he that founded upon the earth and the land. Amen. The 23rd song of David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 27 division was saying that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom I should be afraid? Amen. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on God. He's our mercy. He's our strength. Amen. We want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, whatever the problem is. Amen. Brother John said, our first author, he was saying that, amen, we're going to have a lot of problems, we're going to have situations, amen, but it has come to make you strong. And the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, amen, talks about, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we also have access by faith unto this grace whereunto we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. God bless you tonight. You're here today, wherever you might, man, may be viewing. Amen. Live, call someone and tell someone, encourage someone. Philippians 4 says that, amen, that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. We as saints of God, we have trials and tribulations. Amen. We have things that we go through. Paul made a mention once about laying aside weights, laying aside situations and things that upset you. Amen. It might be, we know holidays, we know that, amen, wherever you might be viewing or listening to this recording and this program, amen, you might find yourself, amen, saying that, oh, I don't have and I need and I should have this and I should have that. Amen. But watch this now. Watch this now in the scripture. Amen. According to the scriptures, James said that we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Amen. Let us not say that when we attempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt him any man. Amen. Also, James talks about, amen, we want things that, amen, we consider and we want situation. We should not lust after those things, and we have to watch that we just want something, because all in this world, according to 1 John 2:5-15, the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You can call in 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And our technician will tap you in and your last four digits. We see we have a caller. Last four digits, 4427. Amen. You're on the air, and God bless you for calling. Maybe you can share with us tonight or today, wherever you might be. God bless you on there. Go right ahead.
Amen, Bishop. It's good to be back on the call and sharing the word. It's refreshing. You know, when I looked at the topic tonight, it reminded me when the Lord told the disciples to go and to the upper room and wait for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Didn't tell them what didn't tell them how long, but told them to wait until the Holy Spirit come. The Comforter will come to them. And and today, when I think about how do you wait on the Lord, I think about it the same way it is when you're going to school and your teacher tell you that now throughout the course you're gonna have pop quiz. And and not knowing when you're going to have a pop quiz, you need to prepare and get ready at any given time. You may you may come in that day and you're going to have a pop quiz. So the Word of God, you got to stay in the Word and be ready, because you know not when the Lord will come. So you got to be ready.
All right.
You know
that.
So that's the way that's what it put me in mind of when I saw that, you know.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Amen. We're talking about waiting on the Lord and how should we wait, and maybe somebody else have a testimony. Amen. Go right ahead. 4556. Amen. The last four digits. 4556. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
How you doing?
Ella Brown, you're on the air. God bless you.
Yes, sir. The question is, how do you wait on the Lord?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. How do you wait on the Lord? You be patient. You listen for his voice. You have to be sensitive. And like the minister said, you got to be in that word. Because when you're in the word of God, you're communicating. God is talking to you, and you're talking to him. So therefore, he knows your voice. He knows who's speaking to him, and you know who's speaking to you. Amen. And when we're patient and we wait on the Lord, he renews our strength, and he renews our mind, transform our minds through his word. So all that works together, because he teaches you patience. He gives you self-control and discipline. So it lets me know that I'm being focused and I'm doing what I need to be doing when I'm in his word. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you. God bless you.
Bless you.
All right. We thank God for that. Amen. If we have anyone else, you can just press 1. Amen, on your phone, and we're glad to hear your comments, amen, and your testimony. I remember when I first got saved and I was just starting the ministry, my mentor, I used to go sit down and talk to him, and I meet him every now and then, every other day, and it's good to have, amen, someone that's been in the Lord way before you. I mean, sometimes if you can find a father in the Lord, or years of been in the Lord, amen, they can give you some insight. And he was saying to me, amen, I know you need money, and because I just changed careers and I changed over, amen, to another career because of the environment on the job and different things. I didn't like it. You know, when you're changing one atmosphere, you want to be in close with God as much as possible. You try to come out from among things. And he said, well, you know, I know where there's some money buried and everything. Then he caught himself. He said, oh, no. I can't tell you that. I'm sorry. But what? Don't let nobody pay you now what you're going through. Don't let nobody pay you. You know, I got to imagine my mouth would drop. I said, wow, why you don't? He said, don't let nobody pay me what you're going through. Because what you're going through now is going to help you down through the years. Amen. And I thank God because I'm still learning how to wait on God through situations. All right, we have another caller. Amen. The last four digits is 6600. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I just wanted to speak a word of encouragement tonight. God never told us that we weren't going to have problems, but the thing we can constantly do is remind ourselves that we need to stay in a place of prayer. And through the prayer, God will begin to give us instructions on how to handle our situation. Just want to allude back to the first analogy he used about quizzes and things like that. One thing I learned a long time ago, God will give you the test, but just like in school, does the teacher talk when you're having a test? He already gave you the wisdom and instructions on how to handle your problems and tests. All you got to do is rest in God and continue to hold fast and continue to focus on his word and stay in a place of prayer, and you'll get through that problem. You know, for every problem, you know, just like Moses, Pharaoh was necessary for the people. Pharaoh was necessary. Mm-hmm. He was something that God could have easily took Pharaoh out, but Pharaoh was necessary to get the people where they needed to be. And that's the way we are in our lives. There's things that come about us that are necessary to get us to the next dispensation in our life. And they're there to help others as well. You know, when you go through a problem, you can also help others because you've been there and you know exactly how to pull through it. And I think that's how we have to take our problems and use it to help others and grow from it.
Amen. God bless you. Really appreciate that. Amen. You sparked a memory that came to me. I remember I caught a revelation as well, going through situations. It came to my mind, if you can write the book, then you don't pass the test. You can write the book. Sometime, you know, you can catch on what's going on with you and what's happening. Amen. You know, it's the enemy, and you can catch on to the insight. Amen. Say, oh, okay. Because the enemy doesn't come up unless he's stealing and killing and lying and trying to block you from your progress in God. And once you can write a book about, say, oh, okay, I come up this. So when the enemy start kicking in line and you don't know, you know, you walk out the door and the dog be mad at you. Say, well, no, where's the dog mad at me? What did I do? The parakeets want to throw their food on it, the trees at you. Say, what's going on? You just say, oh, I know. God, it's the enemy trying to stop a blessing that God's getting ready to give me. Oh, I got to stay focused. God bless you. Stay focused. Stay prayerful. Amen. What we have so far. Amen. God bless you. We have another caller on the air. Amen. Another caller. Amen. God bless you. Tonight, today, and we're talking about, amen, waiting on God. Waiting on God. Waiting on God. You got to stay prayerful. You got to be in the right environment. Be around the right people. Amen. Especially, don't stop going to church. Don't stop. The church is a good ground where you have people in common interest. They're compatible. Everybody there seeking God. Seeking God. Amen. Everybody there seeking God. Amen. And you should know, okay, we're seeking God. We have Bible believers here. Amen. That's good ground. That's good ground. Amen. So the atmosphere should be charged to keep you, amen, be positive. So don't leave that. Don't leave that ground. All right. We have amen, another caller on the air. Amen. The last four digits, I think it's Brother Hester back again. Amen. Go right ahead.
Yes, Bishop. Going back to that pop quiz test analysis. You know, the wonderful thing about this life is that it's a continuing test as long as we're alive. And and the beautiful part about this test that we have in the Word of God is that it's an open book test. And not only is it an open book test, but we got a helper, the Holy Spirit, who if we read the Word, He is faithful to bring all the words into remembrance. So so it's more than just an open book pop quiz test. We got a helper that's always there. If we study it, He's faithful to bring it into remembrance. So that's the beautiful part about this waiting on God. The Holy Spirit say if you study it, He'll bring it into remembrance. And that's the assurance we have from God that the Holy Spirit will be right there always to remind us what we studied.
Amen, amen. Very good, because Jesus said the Father never left Him. The Father never left Him. Wherever it was condition He was in, He never left Him, and only during the time, amen, when He died on the cross, amen, He went down to hell, and He preached down there. Amen, and left and opened the gates, all those from the Old Testament up through that time. There was paradise then, but now there's no more paradise there. Amen. And whatever you're going through, Jesus said He made that promise if you accept Him now, and He letting you know He keep His promises. You don't want to leave here. Amen. Nobody want to leave and say they love God and have not been through a trial without Him, because of the fact, if you begin to leave this world, say, "Oh, I don't know if I'm going to heaven, because I don't know if God can really deliver me, amen, through this death, will I end up in heaven? I never been through anything where He trialed and tested me." So that's another revelation I got through my life that said, "Now, what if you know, if He can't deliver you from this, how He going to keep His promise by giving you eternal life?" All right, all right. Brother Wallow, I think he's back on. Go right ahead. Yes, sir. Amen. God showing you that He can keep His promises. All right. Hello? All right. Go right ahead. 666-6600. Amen. Your last 4 digits, you're on the air. Amen. So God's showing us, and He's showing you and all of us that, amen, He keep His promises. He keep His promises, whatever, because He has all the power. And in our situation, in our trials, amen, count it all joy. We go through, okay, all right, Brother Wallow, you're on. Amen. 6600. Amen. All right. All right. I will take knowledge. And, okay. Remember, amen, trying, amen, wondering and working God's word. Do research, research, research. Just do research, research, research. Amen. Matthew 7:7 says, "Seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open." Amen. Keep applying that same energy, skill, and time. Amen. When God bless you. Hello? Okay, go right ahead. You're on the air. You're on the air. Caller?
God bless you, Bishop. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, I hear you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. The wonderful thing about God, I believe, is God is He gives you so much wisdom, and we have so much access to so many different things that we can pull on and lean on to help us with problems. I mean, it's really outstanding how many different resources we have today. You know, we can pull on the CDs, we can pull on the DVDs, and we can go on the web. There's so many resources that we have that is available to us, you know, just like this radio show. There's so many different resources that we have that can we can lean on and really pull the word and speak that word into our situations and really pull us through the situation. I just think that we really have a huge opportunity that we didn't have 20 years ago, you know, to be able to go on the internet or be able to do different things, watch, you know, services online. We really have a lot at our resource to pull us out of situations if we just use it like we should.
Okay. All right. Very good. While you were speaking that, I remember, and I thought about that many this time of the year, those that are reviewing this, amen, if they go buy products or type of toys or anything, they have to put it together. It looked very nice till you tear open the box, and then you've got so many different pieces, left one, left right, and follow this. And, you know, I love to look at these blueprints and things like that. And sometimes where I can put it together just looking, and you look at, oh, this part here, where is this part? And this one part can throw the whole project off. And I believe sometimes people forget that, and they say, oh, I know how to handle this. I know how to handle it. But God's ways is not like our ways. We have to learn how he wants us to go through things. And if we lean and depend on him and constantly put him first in our situations, it will add no sorrow. It will add no sorrow. All right, I think we're still on the air. Go right ahead, sir. You're still on the air. Okay. All right, so. Go ahead.
Another thing I learned from my life was that sometimes I got into situations and I got there because I relied on my own understanding, and God had to somewhat break me in order to get me back in a place of prayer and back to trusting in here in him instead of my own self, because I would lean on my own understanding and man-made ways to pull myself out of situations instead of totally depending on him. You know, it's easy to pray when you're going through a problem, but when you really pray when everything's going fine and lean on his word when everything's going fine. And that's really what I had to learn for myself.
All right. Very good. Yes, you know, the Bible says, what, take two to argue. It takes two. And also the mouth of two or three witnesses. And here's another plus we can add to our notes and study. The book of Peter was saying that the enemy, amen, he comes at us like a roaring lion. Now, let's think about this. You know, there's always a comment, and we have little notes and things that we look at. You know, fear is false, amen, false evidence, amen. But what about now, if the enemy, you know, he comes at you, let's put out a specific. If we're out there in the jungle and you're on a car and all of a sudden the car broke down, you step out for a moment or 10 to 20 minutes because you have to get out. Instead of the enemy going at the car, you know, he's going to come at you. Now, in our mind, the enemy brings up things. He brings up doubt, fear, worration. And those are the spirits that come to you. Amen. And it charged your mind because we still live in this earth. We're body, soul, and spirit. And the body is subject to all, you know, emotions and injuries. So if you can keep your mind on Christ as you're going through situations, you know, practicing, keeping your mind in scriptures and songs. Amen. Like the minister was saying this a while ago, we have so many access so much information and tools. We put on a tape, a movie, anything that can entertain the mind. And so when the devil come up and say, okay, your tire's flat, and you know you're rolling. Oh yeah, your air conditioner's going to shut off. You just put a new air conditioner in. You know, all these things, if you keep your mind on Christ, you see, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Not saying if the air conditioner if it breaks down, your mind you won't fall apart and roll on the ground like it is now. It's cold. Oh Lord, I don't have no more fuel. Oh God, I have no more coal. Amen. So, okay, you know, Lord, help me, Lord. Let me walk outside. Amen. Maybe I can find some wood laying out in the ground or something. You be positive. You be upbeat all the time because your mind be on Christ and the Holy Spirit is feeding you. How to solve the problem. All right. We have another caller. not, those can call your friends and tell your friends. Amen. You might have some friends or relatives right now really kind of disgusted about life, or they feel that God had left them and these things, and why are you? And you know, but God can help. God can help us. He'll lead us through. Jesus came to empower us. Visions and dreams. That's empowerment. That's empowerment. He came to empower you, not your neighbor, not your friend. And this is why the enemy want to stop you. He can stop you. One person can really turn a lot of things around. Amen. If he can stop you, if he could have stopped Joseph, can you imagine Joseph down in the hole and his cousins and relatives, I mean all his brothers, and they looked at the money and said, oh, we're going to sell it. Crying, he is Joseph going through, oh God, falling apart. But he was there. God is there. All right, we have another caller. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Hester, you're on the phone.
Yes, Bishop, I think about the book of Joshua. The Lord told Joshua, write this down as a memorial for your children so that they would always have it before them to read and pass on. You know, we today, we have an abundance of comforts compared to third world countries where they're seeking the Lord and they walk for days to hear the word. And when they get where they're going, they're basically standing out in the bushes or out in the open field for long hours, the whole day or and part of the night. And so there's no air conditioning and stuff. We here in America, we have many comforting things to sit in and enjoy the word. And with all the comforts that we have, we should enrich ourselves more in the word because we have the comfort. And it should make it easier for us if we got all the things that, like Minister Warlaw said earlier, we have so many devices today to study the word with. And with the comforts we have, we should get more in depth in the word, because with the comforts we have and you add the word of God to the comforts we have, and you smooth sailing all the way. You won't have any problems in this life. But you must instill the word of God in your life.
Yes, very, very true. And you hit on a great point there. The body of Christ and the saints of Christ, amen, we have to go way back and consider how in the older days the church helped one another. They helped their brother and they helped their sister, those that was in need, amen. They helped one another in the love, amen. And helping and giving can take your mind off of yourself. It'll take your mind off of yourself. And as you constantly, amen, that's good therapy, helping and doing, amen, you find, amen, a good. The Holy Spirit really will endow you, empower you, and you will forget. Amen. Amen. Okay, we on the air? You will forget about yourself. It's a selfish world out here now, and always have been. It's being more magnified now, amen, by televisions and other devices. All right, if you have a caller, you can call 1-855-236-2252, 855-236-2252, toll free, or you can call 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're winding down. We have to, amen, consider those young and babes in Christ. Amen. I remember when I was in college studying, amen, way back in the early part, and I had a gentleman, we knew each other earlier, and we were discussing. He said, you know, I was in marketing and I sold cigarettes and liquor and stuff, and I just accepted Christ. We were just discussing. And he said, you know, man, I had everything going. I can get everything at my hands and help my family, and I need these X amount of dollars. I said, well, we're going to just have to trust Christ. We have to pray. We have to trust Christ, because he's going to meet your every need. He's going to meet your every need. Sometimes we forget the Holy Spirit empower us with visions and dreams, and he know what we need to keep ourselves comfortable. Amen. And he's willing to show us if we have to do a little entrepreneurship on our own. Amen. He will empower you. And we need to work together like ants. Ants do it, helping one another, sharing one another. All right, I think we're still on the air, Brother Hester. I think you're still on. Amen. Somebody's
yes.
still on. Yes, sir.
Yes. I found in my life that I realized when I was studying the word in my earlier days, and now that I study now, the revelation is coming to me. Now that I have lived a little while, and I find that life itself is more understanding now because I took time enough to study the word on a daily, on a regular basis. At first, it wasn't so much daily, but as the older I got, the more I got wind that it became I was hungry for the word, and that made me constantly reach for the word. But it was a process. You know, it wasn't overnight as soon as I came to the Lord, but it got to the point where that I found myself turning to the word to get answers or even to prepare myself for something that I yet not even went through. It just felt relaxing. The more I read the word, the more peace I felt within myself. And I began to see things in life and have understanding about things because I've already digested the word, made the word a part of me, and let the word be the final authority in any decision I have to make.
All right, very good. We thank God for that. And God never put, the scriptures came to me concerning James, and Peter was saying, God does not put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. Regardless of what you're going through, I'm going through, amen. The Lord know we can bear these situations, amen, and it helps us to grow more spiritually. It helps us to grow more spiritually. And you'll find, amen, the more, amen, you allow God, amen, to infiltrate your life, let him become a Lord, amen. Like what the minister was saying, amen, the more you lay aside things, you know, back to the analogy concerning, you get packages and they say, okay, I want you to put this bicycle together. Oh, I don't know nothing about screws and wrenches, but try to put it together. Just try to put it together. Have you ever tried to put a bicycle? Have you ever tried, amen, to cook? Have you ever tried to change a tie? You know, when these things arise in your life, try. Do you? Isaiah 1:18, the Lord said, come now, amen. If you're willing and obedient, okay, we have another caller. The last four digits of your telephone is 1787. You're on the air. Thank God for your call. I'd like for you to share with us. Push one on your phone. Amen. And you can go right ahead and speak. Yes.
Hi.
Right
I
ahead.
Just want to say, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I just want to say I enjoy the program, and I've been listening for a while, but I just wanted to probably encourage somebody that's not listening or that's listening that
yes.
God does answer prayers, regardless of where you know you may feel like you're not worthy, but if you honestly pray that God does answer your prayer. And I'm talking from experience you know, I talk to God about things personally I don't talk to other people about, but He answered my prayers exactly the way I asked them, and it was so amazing that it. It's surprised. I'm not surprised, but it's just like, wow. I was, I just said, well, not ever doubted because of my mom, the way we were raised, that I never doubted there was a God. But I just know he answered my prayers, and some people feel like they're not worthy to pray, and they have to be on a certain level, but you don't. You know, and God looks at your heart, and he knows that if you have a sincere spirit and the heart. You know, most people look at the outside, and I know some people that are well vested in the church feel it makes people feel like sometimes they're not where they should be, so God don't hear them. But I'm just saying from personal experience, he does hear you. And if you come to him and he knows you because, he made you, so I mean, there's, I don't have to feel like you have to be on a certain level to speak to God sincerely, because he does hear you. And when I wasn't there myself, I grew on the things that my mom taught us. I mean, I, even if I didn't understand the Bible, I just remember the things that she used to talk to us about all the time. So, but I that's all I have to say. So I appreciate the program, and I've been listening for a while, but I just thought I would say something. So,
Merry Christmas. Very good. Merry Christmas. That's very needful. And my mind fell on when people, when you make that first contact, we used to tell, you know, young children come up, don't touch the fire, you know, don't bother this, don't bother it because it's hot. Once you make that contact with God, I believe once a person really make that contact with God and give themselves to Christ and confess, like I said, you can go in the closet and talk to Christ out of your heart and be very sincere, amen, and he'll make that contact with you. Amen. That charisma, that touch, the great peace that come over your life, then you know from then on, that person know from then on, as a simple fact, that they can always talk to him. They can always talk to him. And that's, we all have that portion of faith. God bless you, call it a good to have you. And with those that, others that are listening, amen, that's what made Jesus came. He made it so easy and so simple, amen, because you can come to him. Come to him and he'll meet us, meet anybody. And he said, whosoever will, let him come. Whatever level they on, he will be their friend. You know, friends is a friend. Many of us have friends of all different levels and of life, but you know, a friend, you can talk to a friend anytime, any place, anywhere. Amen. So Jesus said, I'll be your friend and I'll never leave you. And I never leave you. And through these trials and tribulation, this is another point where he's teaching us that he's never going to leave us. He's never going to leave us. And what we just have to do, we have to let him in. And I think sometimes that can be a problem. It can be pride that don't want to let him in. And the enemy bring up selfishness and that, and you're not able and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. That's why we live in a mind. We live in a body, soul, and spirit. Our spirit can be quickening and be born again with God. And this is why we should be in a church and a fellowship, because the atmosphere and the studying of the word and the Psalms teaches us, amen, and give you that comfort and that assurance, amen, that he's there. And by, we just keep praying for those that are listening. And nothing but a trick of the enemy. Nothing but a trick of the devil. The devil was evicted. You know, let me give you another news flash. He was evicted from heaven. He didn't bring anything with him. And everything he has now, when he took Jesus up on the mountain in Jerusalem and said, all of this I'll give you. He was lying because that's not his, but he stole it. So when Christ come back, amen, amen. I got another elder, me and him was sharing, and we had a LOL, you know, laughing out loud, because, you know, good humor is good medicine, amen. Put yourself somewhere where you can have a little laughter every now and then. It's good medicine. That you don't want to be caught when Jesus come back, amen, with hot products. If the devil gave you something, it's hot. Amen, because he stole it. He stole it. Amen. I don't know if that's only him or not, but we can laugh at it. But anyway, these things will pass. Moses caught the revelation, and Moses said, no, I'm not going to serve Pharaoh just for a season. Things that are happening now, and you'd be surprised, you know, the blessing plan was coming up. Now blessing plan blowing through town. It's on another train. Something else coming around. You know, it's just a season. Winter is coming. Get your wood. Get your stoves. Amen. A friend of mine called. He was up way up north. He called. I said, all my friends up north, I know I'm talking to some right now. I don't have no putt wood or no hickory wood down here in Florida. Amen. So, you know, we was laugh about it. Amen. It's good to know that God love you in spite of. In spite of. We've all been adopted. If you pick out a brother or sister or someone, say, well, I'm a clean sinner. I don't have that much sin on me. All have sinned. Jesus said all. All have sinned and fall short. The problem is that we're working out. Our mind got to be reborn. Amen. The spirit being reborn, but our mind. Paul said that in Book of Romans, he said, renew our mind. Renew our mind. God love us regardless. It's too late. And too much investment that God put in his son. He died for everybody. Everybody. Doesn't matter what they like, who they from, what they done. Murder, liars, whatever. Jesus died for them. Jesus died for them. He died for us all. He died for us all. So you, some of these things that people are going through, the enemy just put them through that. But if they would take a laugh out loud policy and say, okay, I'm going to take 25 minutes and I'm just going to forget about everything. Let's renew that mind. And like Peter said, that, amen, the enemy trying to destroy. And Jesus said, the enemy inside Peter, the devil trying to sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you. I prayed for you. We're praying. Those that are listening, wherever you are, the time of the holidays, amen. Those that we have brothers overseas in different countries, amen. I have visited, and I was so blessed when I went to the islands. And I know I've been in the army in different countries, you know, in Southeast Asia, but I was in a different part of the world, and this widow and her children came in, and we was praying. We got off the plane. They picked us up. I never met them. And they was there, and we were all sitting praying and got the word. No, it was just curtains in the window. Curtains in the window, and it was just an old stove, lighter stove. I think it was wood stove. Amen. Outside bathroom, and everything. But when the Holy Ghost fell, when the Spirit of God came in there, it was just like I was back in America. And, you know, and it shook me so. I said, oh, my, I know God is real, but God is blessing us like he blessed us in America. See, he's the same every place. He's the same. He's the same. Here and there, he's the same. Amen. All right, we're going to entertain about two or three more callers. We're winding down, and we want you all to that are listening, amen, you can go back and view this program again. On Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth. We're always happy to have you, and we try to bring the truth at a simple, as the meat of the word, amen. As the milk of the word that you can grow thereby. The milk of the word. Anyone else want to share a testimony, amen? Before we go into prayer, you can call and ask for prayer, and with the prayer for the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Bishop, right, yes. Bishop, I'd like to say that there may be more than a billion books on this earth, mm-hmm. and they are full of words, mm-hmm. but there's one book that the words became flesh and came into this world and died for us all. Yes. Books can stretch your imagination and create your imagination, take you to places in your mind. But there was one book, the words, actually became flesh and came in this world and died for us that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And those very same words, we can read those words now and they can stir in us like no other words in any other book. That's what makes those words so powerful. Because they actually at one time became flesh and blood. So we need to get into that word, and it will get into us, and we will live a more vibrant life. I got an excellent report from the doctors yesterday on my health, and on the way home I heard a song on the radio, and it stirred me so. Louis Armstrong sang, "What a Wonderful World," and it just stirred me so.
All right. God bless you. We got two more real quick here. All right, last four digits, 1787. Last four digits, 1787. No, I'm sorry. 0160. 0160. 0160, you on there? Hello? 0160. Your last four digits, 0160, you on the air? All right, all right. All right, you have a prayer request? And the prayer request, real quickly. Yes. All right, they had someone come in, they went out. Hello? Yes. Hello? Go right ahead. Amen. We thank God for all of your calling. Amen. I was talking about, amen. Okay, go right ahead. You're on the air. Your last
Hello?
Four digits, zero. Yes.
Hey,
go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Brother Daniel, how you doing?
Okay, you got about a minute, Brother Daniel. You got to hurry.
Yeah, I just want to encourage that, you know, like Brother Hester said, well, the word is one of the most powerful books. We have to be somewhere that we have the word to come to us. And I like the scripture that says, I said, how can you hear unless there's a preacher? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I tell you, unless you be somewhere where the word can come, it's so always coming the places that we be. We have to be somewhere and submit it to someone that's preaching the word. So just want to encourage you, just like the people that call tonight, keep on calling so you could be at the right place at the right time to get a good word from the Lord.
All right. God bless you very much. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Since you're a minister, call, lead us out in a quick prayer real quick that, Minister Dan, you still on?
Yes,
Amen.
Sir. I'm still here.
Okay.
Father
give us
God,
a quick
we thank
prayer.
You for we thank you for the broadcast tonight. We thank you for every listener, Lord God, on the radio broadcast tonight. Thank you for the minister, Bishop Poole, that had the vision for this, and thank you for the dream coming through and him fulfilling the action which you call him to do. Continue to allow many people to connect with it. And, Lord, draw our lives to it that it could be saved and hear the word of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for just canceling every assignment of the enemy, Lord, on the lives of people, Lord God, their family members, Lord, have the things that they've heard today, let them go and share it with others. Don't let it just, Lord, they have it be in their spirit, but let it go out abroad. Heal, set free, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
I heard the testimony of cancer. The doctor gave her over to die. She came down to skin and bone. She was black and they were preparing for her funeral. But she couldn't die. You know why? I wasn't born yet. Whenever you got a destiny, death has to back off. And I believe somebody's getting a miracle. Nebuchadnezzar put them in there, but what he didn't recognize was that they were of the seed of Judah. Their lineage was Judah. Now the word Judah, you know, is the Hebrew word Yehuda, where we get the word praise from. Some of y'all still don't know about it, but let me help you. Leah was trying to get her husband to love her. And she realized having babies don't make a man love you. Talk to me, women. Talk to me. Talk to me. So she recognized, since he won't love me, I'm going to name this child Praise. Now, you still ain't got it yet. Praise is always birthed out of rejection. I want to find a real praising for a second. If you ain't been through anything, you won't know how to praise. But for everyone in this building, you've been to hell and back.